Mr. President, let me begin by congratulating you on presiding over the work of the Convention. Austria fully aligns itself with the statement of the European Union to be delivered later today. From a national perspective, I will therefore be very brief. I'm taking the floor, Mr. President, to underline the importance of progress on universalization. We therefore warmly welcome Gambia and the Philippines as states parties to the Cluster Munitions Convention. Austria, as a state party to the Cluster Munitions Convention, condemns the use of this horrendous weapon by anyone, anywhere. Since the Convention on Cluster Munitions was adopted in May 2008, there have been no reports or allegations of new use of cluster munitions by any state party. After one decade, the cluster munitions norm against cluster munitions is getting stronger and stronger, yet the rate of signatures and ratifications in the last years could not live up to the very fast pattern of the early years of the convention. In Dubrovnik, we have set ourselves the ambitious goal of 130 states parties by 2020, and Austria believes it is important to recall this goal. The result of last year's United Nations resolution was encouraging in this regard, and we should build upon this momentum. We thank you, Mr. President, and the coordinators, Panama and Chile, for all your efforts on advancing universalization of the Convention. Austria wishes to thank all partners that have been engaged in universalization efforts, including New Zealand, Croatia, Laos PDR, Japan, the ICRC, the Implementation Support Unit, as well as the Cluster Munitions Coalition. Let me conclude by welcoming the participation and contributions of civil society representatives at our convention's meetings. The partnership of states, international organizations, the International Committee of the Red Cross, and civil society continues to strengthen the implementation of our convention. I thank you.